Before we get started, just so I can watch everybody put their heads down and try and be the first to say it and tweet it, Tyler Gilbert will be our starting pitcher tomorrow. Okay.
You got my phone. Tweet that up for me.
About the day, Bum, I thought, came out very aggressively, was on the attack. It's as hot as I've seen his fastball in a while. I know he was super excited. Most likely facing the Giants, ramped it up a little bit. But he was making pitches. I thought he just got nicked up for a couple of well-placed balls and gave up a couple of runs. But overall, I thought he threw the ball pretty good. The command was a little wobbly at times. I think there was a little bit of extra excitement, like I said, and he settled in and did enough to win a baseball game. From there, the bullpen took over. We talk about being uncommon here. I asked Joe Mantiply to go two full innings, and I know you guys are following it. I was trying to keep your lefties on the bench. It's no mystery. And Joe, in a very uncommon way, went out there and gave us two unbelievable innings. Darn close to 40 pitches over 2 days, but he didn't waver. He went out there and executed. It was great to watch. From there, the backside of the bullpen did a really nice job. And it was all set up by some timely hitting, some really, really clutch situations. Their starting pitchers got great stuff. We knew it. I thought we counterpunched well. We had some really good approaches in the middle of the diamond, the opposite way, and at very critical times. Varsho with three RBIs and just producing runs and being all over the field today. I thought Buddy had a key base hit that got us right back into the game. But that was all set up by some good hitting, by some good patient approaches that got guys on base. And we slugged at the right time in the right situation.
Troy, you guys dropped 17 and 19 of these guys last year. What's it say to get off first time you face them? Just kind of set a different tone this year.
Yeah, I think we look at the game each day in a different way. We look at each year certainly in a different way. Last year we made a lot of mistakes, and I think we learned from those mistakes, and we're just pressing on every single day. We know what happened last year. We're not oblivious to that. Giants are a good ball club. They still are a good ball club. We got to play our game and do our thing. And I think when I talk about making statements and doing things about preparation and focus and having a passion for the day, I think we did a great job today.
Do you think not having Posey there makes a difference for that team, not only behind the plate, but just the presence he gives in the locker room, help he gives on the bench, all those things?
Yeah, I can only imagine what Buster was like. I'm not quite sure. I know that he had a ton of respect in this game, and he was probably one of the leaders inside of that clubhouse, if not the leader of that entire team from the dugout level. So I'm imagining that it's missed. I don't want to take anything away from their two catchers, especially Casale, who's been doing it at a high level for a very long time. But I know that personality is probably missing inside of that clubhouse. So is that the reason for their record? They got a long way to go and a lot to prove, and I'm sure Gabe's going to get them moving in the right direction.
You guys had some big base running plays today. I think on the season, most of the analytics say you're one of the best base running teams in the league.
Yeah.
Is that a mentality thing, taking extra bases, or is it the personality you guys have?
Yeah, once again, we talk about being uncommon and doing the little things right here. And we believe in that. And you guys know me. You've been hearing my song and dance for a long time. And the little things matter to me. The little things add up. And when we talk about going on the backfield and spring training, we're grinding through a lot of these conversations that you're seeing us execute today. And it's not just base running, but I'd like to highlight the base running. Going first, third, stealing bases, doing it at the right time and the right way and the right sequence and picking up the right keys. We work really hard at that. Dave McKay is in charge of our base running program, and he works with tirelessly with these players and instructing these players when and how to do things, and it plays out. It's not just stolen bases too. It's getting down the line. It's about taking the extra base, and we do a real good job of that. I'm proud of that.
Why is that stuff so important?
I just believe in the little things that we need to do, and we gotta take care of every little aspect of this game. And you can win a game in a lot of different ways. We try to cut you 500 times, and I think we can't take any plays off at any time, any point in time. I'm proud of these boys today. This was a hard game for us to play. We all know what happened yesterday. I was talking to Steve, right? He asked a pregame. That was a grinding loss yesterday, but these boys turned the page today. I'm really proud of what they did.
Thank you.
Buddy Kennedy recorded the fastest sprint time by a Diamondback this year.
Yeah.
Did you have any idea he was that quick?
I did. I've been paying a lot of attention to just his overall gait and the time that he's getting down to first base, and you can tell that he's moving pretty quick. And Dave McKay and I will have different conversations that I've been asking about Buddy. I knew he was a good runner through the system, but I didn't know it was that fast. And I know it was the infield base hit that he legged out that started a rally for us. Not surprised. So I didn't know he was that fast. I knew he ran very good, but not that good.
See, with Marte DHing and you playing him at second base, is he solidifying a spot on the team here in that situation?
Yeah, I know Cattell's eventually going to come back, and we're going to need to make some decisions when that happens. But Buddy's doing everything he possibly can to open our eyes, and I just want to play the game free and easy. I'm not going to anoint anybody anything. I want them to earn it and continue showing me every single day. But right now, Buddy's doing a nice job for us. Thanks, you guys. Yep.
Thanks, Hart.
Thank God.